Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In How to Build Self-Discipline, Resist Temptations and Reach Your Long-Term Goals, author Martin Meadows explores the essential techniques and insights for cultivating self-discipline in one's life. Strongly rooted in psychological research and practical advice, Meadows illustrates how self-discipline is not an innate characteristic, but a skill one can develop through deliberate practice and mindset shifts. The book is designed to guide readers through the process of understanding their impulses, forming actionable strategies for resistance, and setting up systems that facilitate consistent and sustained self-discipline. It serves as a valuable resource for anyone looking to overcome personal barriers and achieve their long-term objectives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding self-discipline. Martin Meadows defines self-discipline as the ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations to abandon it. The primary emphasis is on self-control and the power to resist short-term temptations in order to meet long-term goals. Meadows dives into the psychological underpinnings of self-discipline, discussing theories like delayed gratification, which is famously illustrated by the marshmallow test in psychological studies. The section explains how self-discipline correlates with better health, higher professional success, and improved psychological well-being. Moreover, Meadows discusses the concept of keystone habits, which are small, manageable changes that trigger a cascade of positive behavior in other areas of life. Secondly, strategies for developing self-discipline. Meadows introduces a variety of strategies to help strengthen self-discipline. These begin with setting clear, manageable goals and understanding the deeper reasons behind these goals to motivate consistent action. He stresses the importance of maintaining a daily discipline practice, like a routine or schedule that aligns closely with one's values and goals, to foster discipline incrementally. Other techniques involve simplifying the environment to reduce temptations, using affirmations to fortify willpower, and maintaining a resilience to setbacks by adopting a growth mindset. Each strategy is backed by actionable steps that encourage readers to put these into practice in a structured manner. Thirdly, role of habits in self-discipline. This topic delves into the critical relationship between habits and self-discipline. Meadows emphasizes that self-discipline is often a derivative of well-established habits. He explains how forming positive habits or breaking bad ones directly impacts one's ability to maintain self-discipline. The discussion includes practical advice on habit formation techniques, such as habit stacking, where small changes are gradually introduced and anchored to existing habits. Meadows also discusses barriers to effective habit formation and provides tips on overcoming these by creating an environment conducive to positive behavioral patterns. This section instills a comprehensive understanding of how habits form the backbone of disciplined behavior. Fourthly, cognitive techniques to enhance self-discipline. Meadows explores cognitive strategies to reinforce self-discipline, such as mindfulness, meditation, and thought restructuring. These techniques help cultivate a state of awareness that mitigates impulsive behaviors and fosters a heightened sense of control over one's actions and thoughts. The author covers how to utilize mindfulness to become more aware of one's decisions and impulses, thereby allowing more informed decision-making. Thought restructuring involves changing one's negative or unhelpful thought patterns to more positive and supportive thoughts, which is crucial for maintaining motivation and focus towards long-term goals. Lastly, overcoming challenges to self-discipline. In this section, Meadows addresses common challenges and obstacles that undermine self-discipline, such as stress, fatigue, and emotional upheavals. He offers insights into recognizing these triggers and shares methods for coping with them effectively. Techniques like stress management, ensuring adequate rest, and emotional regulation are explored to help readers manage their mental states conducive to discipline. The author also discusses the importance of having a support system and how accountability can serve as a powerful tool in maintaining self-discipline despite adversities. This chapter is critical for anyone looking to sustain their self-discipline through life's inevitable ups and downs. In conclusion, Martin Meadows' How to Build Self-Discipline is an invaluable resource for anyone aiming to master self-control and achieve long-term objectives. It is especially beneficial for individuals who often find themselves succumbing to impulses and short-term gratifications at the expense of their broader goals. The book is practical, filled with actionable tips and insights that make the elusive concept of self-discipline accessible and achievable. By implementing Meadows' strategies, readers can expect improvements in various aspects of their lives, including personal health, professional development, and psychological resilience. It is a must-read for those committed to personal growth and excellence. If you would like to support Martin Meadows, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.